Are you ready to leverage speaking as your best form of marketing? There are over 7,500 events looking for speakers every single day. Speaking positions you as the expert in the room, but you probably don't know where to start. So I created this great resource called the Directory of Places to Speak. This resource will help you get started today. So head on over to speakandstandout.com/directory to grab your free copy now. Don't miss this opportunity to be the expert speaking to audiences filled with your ideal clients. There are literally millions of podcasts out there, and podcasting as a guest is an amazing stage. If podcast guesting is not part of your business marketing strategy, you are missing out on getting in front of and leveraging other people's audiences and sharing your skills and talents with others. That is exactly what we're going to be diving into in this episode, so stay tuned.
You're listening to Be In Demand, the podcast for honest advice, inspiring stories, and ideas for growing your business by leveraging the expert that you are. I'm your host, Loria Mirabito, business mentor, and I'm also a reformed painfully shy girl, red wine lover, and exercise enthusiast. Join me as I share how being positioned as the expert in your industry, even if it's a busy one, will help you stand out and be the one in demand to hire and work with.
Well, welcome back. You know, one of the things about podcast guesting and podcasting is I cannot believe that episode 200 is just around the corner. You know, I have been podcasting now for 3.5 years with my own podcast. What started out as an idea in July of 2020, because I was tired of writing all the social media posts. And I just felt like with speaking, like people should hear me speak. My audience needs to hear me speak, needs to see me speak, especially if you're watching this over on YouTube or over on my website. And it just gave me the freedom to really talk about what I wanted to talk about, like on a weekly basis. And podcasting is so intimate. Like you might be walking, you might be at the grocery store, you might be at the gym, you've got AirPods in. So this is a beautiful, intimate conversation between me and you. And so what started off as an idea in July of 2020 came to life within just 6 weeks, I believe. So in the beginning of August of 2020, my very first 5 episodes came out, because I had a launch party and I wanted to give people several episodes to listen to at one time so that they felt like they were able to give an honest review, the people that were on my launch committee, the people who had raised their hand and said, I want to support you. So if you are considering having a podcast, I have some resources for you. So please feel free to DM me and let me know that you are interested. And maybe like we'll just schedule like a coffee chat or something to see if having your own podcast is the right strategy for you, because there is a lot to it. But let's just talk about some of the stats about podcasting. You know, there are 5 million podcasts out there. 50% of them are on Spotify or Apple iTunes. And here's another very fascinating, is that 100 million Americans and over 500 million globally listen to podcasts. And in the US, the average American listens to 11 podcasts. So somebody is actually listening to more to help my average, because I'm not listening to 11 podcasts, at least not in the same week, maybe over the course of time I am. But here's the thing about all of those hosts that have a podcast. They're wondering, who's my next guest going to be? Who am I going to interview next? Who am I going to bring and put in front of my audience to teach, to share, to encourage? Who's that person going to be? So then you have a beautiful opportunity to help podcast hosts out. So I just want to like permission granted to pitch podcast hosts. Now we want to make sure that you are pitching yourself to the right podcast hosts, the people who have the right audiences, because as a podcast host myself, I want to make sure that the person that I bring onto my show that I interview is actually going to be very relatable to my audience. They're going to be able to share gold nuggets, and it's in alignment with my podcast, Like, I have had people come on here, or pitch me, I should say, who are finance people. And I've asked them questions like, just relate your finance specialty to what my podcast is about. And that's usually when I hear crickets, because they're just copying and pasting and just kind of like pitch blasting, if you will, to anybody and everybody. And that's not the way that you want a podcast guest. As a matter of fact, you know, I look at this as like your podcast guesting reputation. So the other thing that I love about podcasting is it's a 24/7 stage, and people can literally find you months and years after you've finished that recording. That's just brilliant to me. Talk about efficiency, because, you know, like, I don't believe in doing anything once. I want to do something once and I get to reuse it again and again and again. And podcasting as a guest is one of those wonderful things, because then you can share that with other people. Like, if you're brand new, once you start getting a couple under your belt, you can then send that to other potential hosts so that they can listen to you and say like, oh, she or he can really speak, and they offer some great value. Yes, I want to have them on. So other podcasts that you've been on, that's going to become evidence. It's kind of like a testimonial. You know, another thing that you'll have are links and backlinks to the host's website. And all of this is just increasing your ranking with Google. So what do I mean by this? Like, you can have a web page that could be like a media page, other podcasts that I've been on. Here's where you can find me. And you could have graphics. You could have the graphics of all the different podcasts that you've been on. And those links lead back to either Apple, Spotify, or the host's website if they're also hosting their podcast on their website. You know, and the other thing is, like, as a host, I'm always looking for really good guests, people with really interesting stories that my audience is going to love. But I will tell you that I have had a few bad guests in my time. Some, I didn't even publish their show because it's my reputation. My audience is expecting a certain quality from my show. And if a guest shows up that didn't quite have the experience that they portrayed, they couldn't answer some of the questions that I asked them. Like, for example, because I don't want you to think that I'm super tough, but hey, tell us about the lead magnet that you have. And if they like, oh, gee, it's like, what's the name of that again? Like, why don't you tell people where they can find you? I mean, I actually did have somebody who didn't know what their URL was. And I was just like, that was towards the end of the interview. So that was an interview that I just didn't publish. So just know that if that's happening to me, it's happening to other podcast hosts. So we are always looking for really good guests. But you want to be a good guest. You want to be a great guest. And if this is something that you've been wanting to do, I want to share with you that Steve Gamblin and I have come together, and we actually are sharing all of our knowledge, because between the two of us, we've been on over 1,000 shows, from either the shows that we've hosted or the shows that we've been guests on around the world. And we came together, Steve and I have been very good friends for a long time. And so we came together after I was sharing with him a story about, oh my, you won't believe, like, somebody asked me in this private Facebook group if I would share with people how to be a great podcast guest. From there came the two of us coming together. And we have created something that you're going to love. It is how to be a great podcast guest. The link is going to be down below so that you can check it out. But it is speakandstandout.com/podcast-guesting. So that link will be down below. But Steve and I came together to share all of the tips that we have. And we actually figure that with all of our tips, it's like him and I have like 7 phases. From knowing about yourself and who you are really a good fit for audience-wise, to doing your research, to pitching, to the pre-interview, to the actual interview, to the promo, to the building the relationship with the host. I mean, there's like 7 different phases and tips that go along with all of them. So definitely check that out. Again, that link is down below. And it is right now, we are offering this at the groundbreaking price of only $47. So you definitely want to check this out. And we are going to be hosting for everybody who jumps on this now, you can join our live Q&A call that is going to be coming up in about a month and a half so that you can dive into this, start using it, and bring your questions to us. And we are going to share the answers to all of your questions. So that also means the bonus is a future live Q&A call. So that's fun. But guesting on podcasts can be your ideal way to speak. You don't have to have your own podcast. As a matter of fact, at PodFest that I attended earlier in the year, I met people who that's all that they do. They are guests on people's podcasts. I think I met one woman and she has, on average, the past couple of years, 100 episodes a year. Now, that sounds like a lot. That's like about 2 a week. And when you think that like there are 5 million podcasts that are out there, I mean, she's only going to be on 100 this year, 100 of those 5 million, and then 100 next year. But here's the beautiful thing. Like once you start building up your podcast guesting reputation, as I like to call it, it snowballs. Probably after a couple of years, you're not pitching. People are coming to you because podcast hosts know podcast hosts. Podcast hosts talk to other podcast hosts and they share with them like, oh, this person would be a great guest. I know myself, when I have a great guest, I am constantly like referring them to other podcasts that I've been on. If I've been on somebody's show, I'm such a connector. Remember, connecting is like one of my highest values. If I'm on somebody's show, at the end, I will ask them, what kind of people are you looking for? I mean, there were some people like Angie Coley. Her episode is going to be coming live. She's already done for this year. She's actually just compiling names for 2025's podcast. It's amazing. But I will send her some really cool people. And so right now she's just putting them on a list and she'll be interviewing them probably next year. So don't underestimate the power of podcast guesting. I mean, some of you are probably like listening to some very big name podcasts and just wondering like, wow, but they sound so good. Guess what? They did the reps. Go listen to Joe Rogan's very first podcast. Go listen to Amy Porterfield's very first podcast and then compare it to her latest episode. You will notice, you will hear the difference, not only with the equipment that she's using, maybe that's been upgraded, but also just in her speaking abilities. Go back and listen to my very first episode. I mean, I was used to record my episodes in my walk-in closet. You know, I was talking to sweaters and blouses and skirts. And that's a skill set to be able to do something like that. But I had to do the reps. So you as a guest are going to have to do your reps also. But the beauty of how to be a great podcast guest that Steve and I have put together is that we are setting you up to look like a pro right from the get-go. We are having you, here's all the things that we would do, have in order because, you know, I'm all about efficiency. I want you to be able to share with people and apply to be on their podcast quickly and efficiently. And so more on that, you'll have to like definitely go check this out. Again, that is speakandstandout.com/podcast-guesting. And I guess final thing that I want to share about podcast guesting is what a beautiful way to actually find your voice. Because a lot of times we think, and I know that I have actually spoken in front of groups about finding your voice. And the best way for you to find your voice is to start speaking. And having conversations with people is a beautiful way to actually find your voice. You don't have to just speak by yourself. You can have the conversation and share the points, share tips with that podcast host audience. So I'm just going to wrap this up. I hope that you've enjoyed this. I hope that this has probably like opened up your eyes to a different form of speaking, which is guesting, which is the ultimate OPA, other people's audiences. So definitely go in and check out what Steve and I have put together, how to be a great podcast guest at speakandstandout.com podcast-guesting. That link is down below. And until next week, I want you to go be in demand.
Thanks for hanging out with me. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And join me over in my private Facebook group for more tips, community, and free trainings. You'll find the link in the show notes. You can also help this podcast reach more listeners by leaving a review. And as a thank you, each month I pick one of my reviewers to win a free coaching call with me. So if you haven't done so already, please leave a review and you could be the next winner.